Today is Wednesday, January 25th, 2023, and this is our part six of the 24th saying of Jamil. Modern Christians have misunderstood the teachings of Jesus, having gone back to the old traditional Orthodox view of sacrifice held by the priests. They have perpetuated the old Hebrew concept of Jehovah and sacrifice, the literal interpretation of Scripture and of the law. In view of what has been said, we see here a perpetuation of a God of wrath, of war, of judgment, and of persecution. This explains why the Christian nations have been continually involved in wars for nearly 2,000 years. If a person sacrifices or prays to a false god, or a god created by improper interpretation, he or she is not worshiping the true God. He or she is in fact feeding, as you say, nurturing a created entity or force field. This is idolatry in the first degree. For example, people may pray on bended knee to a statue of Saint Joseph or to a carving of Jesus, imploring that person or entity to assist them in some way. They are not, of course, praying to God, but to a representation of some being dead or alive. An energy field is created by this kind of continual prayer, and a force field is built up, we might say. But what psychic being or entity responds to that prayer? The prayer is energy, a kind of frequency. The Essenes, for instance, stated that the only worthy sacrifice to God was a pure heart and a pure mind. And that is very important. If one has an impure mind and an impure heart, and one prays to an idol invoking the name of some god, power, or force, one should receive an exact proportion to one's own state of purity. All of these prayers have created a false idol, a power source of mind and psyche. Only the mind or psyche can be influenced, certainly not the spirit. We can see how this image worship manifests in the world. Jesus, the peacemaker, who adored the true God of life and love, taught the way to be lived. If Christians would have followed his teachings, they would have exemplified him, as did the very early Christians who died at the hands of the Roman authorities rather than take the path of violence. But Christians have chosen in recent centuries to follow the wrathful God of the scribes and have sacrificed Jesus to that God as a blood offering, a scapegoat. Christians have murdered other Christians. Protestants have killed Catholics. Catholics have killed Protestants. Protestants have killed Protestants. Catholics have killed Catholics. People claiming to serve God and claiming to serve Christ have in fact killed other people claiming to believe in God and to serve Christ. The 24th saying tells us that there are three kinds of religion: the religion of the material world, the religion of the psychic world, and the true religion of the true God. It is not difficult to identify them by their adherents and by how they live.